are the Daily Tech headlines for Friday, November 24th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. NVIDIA has announced that it is delaying the launch of the H20, the most powerful of three artificial intelligence chips focused on China designed to comply with U.S. export rules until the first quarter of next year. NVIDIA was expected to launch new products as early as November 16th, but Reuters sources say the H20 was being delayed due to issues server manufacturers were having with integrating the chip and that the launch could be pushed back to February or March. Some Google Pixel 8 owners have noticed circular bumps in several places on the screen that appear to result from something pressing up against the underside of the device's 6.7-inch OLED panel. Google has acknowledged the impression, stating Pixel 8 phones have a new display. When the screen is turned off, not in use, and in specific lighting conditions, some users may see impressions from components in the device that look like small bumps. There is no functional impact to Pixel 8 performance or durability. Smartphone case maker Dbrand is suing rival Casetify over claims it blatantly copied Dbrand's teardown device skins and cases, which are made to look like the internals of whatever phone, tablet, or laptop you've purchased them for. The evidence against Casetify appears overwhelming, as many Easter eggs Dbrand plants in its teardown skins and cases appear in Casetify's inside-out cases and skins. Casetify pulled down the 117 offending designs from its website within 24 hours, while insisting that it's always been a bastion of originality. Healthcare SaaS provider WellTalk has warned that a data breach exploiting the zero-day vulnerability in MOVEit IT software has exposed the personal data of nearly 8.5 million patients in the United States. Data exposed during the breach included full names, email addresses, physical addresses, and telephone numbers, as well as Social Security numbers, Medicare, Medicaid ID numbers, and certain health insurance information for a smaller subset of patients. WellTalk first published a notice of data incident in late October, but confirmed on November 22nd on the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services breach portal that the data breach impacted 8,493,379 people. Terry Gao, billionaire founder of major Apple supplier Foxconn, announced today that he is withdrawn from the race to be Taiwan's next president. Gao announced his presidential bid back in August, but just got the go-ahead from the Election Commission last week after collecting enough valid signatures to run as an independent. Gao did not specify what he would do next in the presidential campaign or who he might back. After scrapping plans for an IPO in its cloud computing unit, Alibaba has begun an overhaul of the unit, bringing in veterans to new leadership positions as it looks to revive the division. Alibaba will put a bigger emphasis on three business units within the cloud space: public cloud, hybrid cloud, and cloud infrastructure. While these groups existed previously, Alibaba has newly instated executives who oversee the divisions and report to the company's top leadership. Earth could face radio blackouts from a 120,000-mile-wide solar archipelago of sunspots that is firing off solar flares that will soon be heading our way. Solar monitoring website SpaceWeatherLive.com has already recorded at least 3 M-class and 16 C-class solar flares from the group, the second and third most powerful type of flare. There will likely be many more flares in the coming weeks, including the most powerful X-type flares, which hit Earth in July, causing radio blackouts across the U.S. and the Pacific. The South Korean Central Bank will pilot its CBDC, or Central Bank Digital Currency, with 100,000 citizens with the purpose of assessing the viability and effectiveness of CBDC in real-world payment scenarios. Participants will be restricted to utilizing CBDC exclusively for making payments without the option to store, exchange, or transfer it to other users. The central bank aims to evaluate the issuance and distribution aspect of the digital currency during this phase. The testing is scheduled to commence between September and October of 2024 and will span a duration of 3 months. And finally, game developer Ubisoft blames the full-screen pop-up ad which appeared for some players of Assassin's Creed Odyssey this week on a technical error. Reddit users say they spotted the pop-up on Xbox and PlayStation versions of the game, with an ad appearing just when you navigate to the map screen. In a statement, Ubisoft said they addressed this technical error as soon as they learned of it. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.